Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky, and I'm excited that my friend here, Gary Goldman from Truly Yogurt, is joining me today. How are you doing, Gary?
I'm doing great, Alex. This is a wonderful time to get together. I'm so glad that you asked me to co-host with you, and we've got a fabulous guest today.
Yeah, we have Michael Kremov of Sleepbox.
Hi.
How you doing, Michael?
Thanks for having me. Great.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I did a little mess up today, but I'm glad you showed up.
You know what they say, better early than late, so that's good.
Yeah. That works. Well, tell me about Sleepbox.
So Sleepbox is a...
Sounds cozy.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a private station, like private booth for public spaces. So if you imagine a small, very nice designed and cozy coupe for one person, and you can imagine it installed in your office when, and you can use it when you want to have a rest, a nap, meditate, just, you know, have a moment of privacy. And that's one big thing that we're working on now to educate people a little bit. But that's a big trend of napping and like sleep revolution that Ariana Huffington promotes. So that's all like aligned.
And where would these things be, and what do they look like, these sleep boxes?
They look like some boxes.
That's a box.
That's not the right word.
Doesn't look like a hotel room?
Inside they look like a hotel room. So there is a bed, a folding table, like electric outlets, small cabinet. So it's a small cozy space, a little bit bigger than minimal space you can need. So you can stand there, sit, etc. And nice. And there are lots of nice features, like you can change the intensity and color of light. There are sound system and relaxed sounds. So all the things to help you relax during this hour you have as much as possible.
And the do you have Wi-Fi in them? By any chance, or that just comes from the offices?
Yeah, usually, because when we have, for example, 10 sleep boxes installed, there's no need to have Wi-Fi router in each one. So, what is important that they're private and soundproof, and that's very different from all like other things that are there in the market. And the second big idea connected to the potential use of, not potential, but real use of Sleepbox is using it as sleep vending machine in public spaces such as airports and malls, and everywhere people can need this hour or two of recharge. And here we work with different entrepreneurs who are our partners, because we cannot develop every business in all parts of the world at the same time. So we're looking for people who have some insights and access to some spaces and opportunities and ideas and resources. And
so if I'm at the airport and I'm subject to a long layover, what kind of process would I go through as far as, say, you had one of these sleep boxes in the airport? How would I go about getting that?
Like we imagine that, because we don't have now any operating operator in airports, but as we imagine that, you hear the news that your flight is delayed, you know, 2 hours, and you're already near the gate, so you are like ready to go, and you have a sleep box near the gate, and you pay for 1 hour, go there and just read a book, sleep or whatever.
That's an interesting product, and I'm assuming your target market is millennials, because they're the ones that love to nap. And it's not necessarily that it goes back to millennials aren't lazy. Don't pick on me here, Gary.
I thought I was part of that group, Alex.
You are. But it's true. When you take a nap in the middle of the day, you recharge. People sort of work like robots. We need our battery charger nowadays.
Exactly. And it's not about being lazy. It's the opposite. It's about being
productive.
Productive, self-conscious, and self-driven. So when you know that you need to recharge to be effective, to be creative, and to be happy after all, you should do that. And like now, the working environment and the working processes, they change so quickly. And we see all the offices, they work in completely different scenario than they used 20 years ago. But working environment, physical environment, it changes not so fast because it's a hard thing to build an office, to build an interior. So we see Sleepbox as a way to improve, to align the office environment to fit now the scenarios we live. Because if you like, I can, because we thought about that a lot, and it's not only about napping in the middle of the day. It's also, for example, different scenarios, like you had a travel, business travel, you arrived early in the morning, you go in the office, you sleep there before the day starts, or the opposite. The day ends, you don't want to spend 2 hours in traffic jam and, you know, come home just exhausted, and that's kind of the end of the your day. You better nap 2 hours, and then you go, and in half an hour you'll be home, happy, recharged, and ready for your personal life with your family.
So yeah, kind of entrepreneurs are exhaustively working nowadays. I mean, they don't stop. And when I was looking at your little pitch deck, I was stunned. I mean, the place looks cozy.
Thank you.
How did you come up with this such a genius creative idea? Because it really is genius.
Thank you. It was easy. Like the initial push was my experience at Charles de Gaulle Airport in France, in Paris, where I had a terrible night of waiting for the early morning flight. And not only me, it was kind of 60 people, good-looking people who paid for tickets, who paid for hotels, with families who were sleeping on the floor, and that's wrong.
And so it's not as comfy.
You, you went. The light went on. And you said, "I got to invent Sleepbox." At that point,
I've got. I see a potential to. I see a problem that can be solved. Mm-hmm. It's more like that, because that's what architects do most of the time. After that, when we developed the concept and we started to see what reaction there is and to think about it deeper, we understood that even more important than airports, which is quite local, it's the experience we all faced from time to time, but much more important topic is our working environment, because that's the way we live our lives. That's more than half of our productive day, and that's our real life. And too often people think of that like, oh, we'll go there, suffer, and after that we'll try to live our life in 3 hours we have left. And that's not the way things should work. And millennials know that and feel that. That's why they are so, you know, picky about the places to work, about the how to work and what to work on, because they want to, you know, to self-develop, to live their life and to integrate work and life. And that's what we're trying to address.
Michael, are there a lot of regulations that you have to deal with as far as putting this together?
There are some, and we've spent a couple of months on solving them, but finally we've got through that. We understand that we can install in every office in every state, and fire regulations and zoning rules, we understand how that works. So we will install first one in Boston in September, because we have 60 of those in Europe, in hotels and offices. Like, we know, we have some experience of operating and how things work. So now we're ready to present it in for America.
How long have you been in this market?
In the US, in Boston, we started, like, restarted this business, this company, half a year ago. And we found a great local manufacturer. We manufacture them in Massachusetts. And
you manufacture these in Massachusetts?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And
but you got more of them in Europe. have a manufacturing facility there.
We have a facility there too, but it's we don't want to ship from Europe to here. We want to produce here, and I'm really excited of like the level of how professional and helpful our manufacturing team is. So,
do you warehouse them, or you build them individually to requirements? How does that work?
Individually.
Okay.
Individually,
because so each one's different.
They're not different, but we have options we can add. It's more like, you know, when you buy a car, mm-hmm. you can, like, it's
Yeah,
it's the same, but with
you want Bluetooth or not, you want a moonroof or not.
Yeah, and you know, so
because it depends on the space that you're going to be putting them in.
On the space and on the company, because we can use different colors, like any color, like the corporate colors. We can brand it, add logos. So these small things, you know, they matters. And what's important, we lease them, so a company shouldn't pay, you know, everything at once. Leasing thing, that's easy.
So if I own an office and I want to bring one in, what would be the lead time? What would be involved in this whole process?
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, that's it.
From start to finish.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good 2 months of sleep.
Be way ahead.
Michael, what do you see this company in the next 5 years? What do you see the future? What is the big picture?
That's a great question, because I see it big, because it's not about Sleepboxes only as a product. It's about, like, we see the need... we see the way how to. It sounds a little bit, you know, too American maybe, but we see how to make lives better. We see the niche where people are really don't live with. We feel the quality of life they can, and Sleepbox is one of the products, in, like the first and maybe the most important product in the that can help. And we see even Sleepbox not just as a place to nap. It's more of a platform for different wellness services. So we have now already partners who provide massage in office. So you can, like, through the system where you book Sleepbox, you can book, it will be possible in soon to book massage that the professional will come and use this private space.
Guys, you're in the wrong place.
What about an integration of the sleeping along with, like, a whole group of company people are at the airport and they want to have like a meeting in one of these. Is that a practical application or are you trying to avoid that whole scenario?
Yeah, we for sure we want to avoid all kind of like meetings in public spaces. And
it's supposed to be relaxing.
Yeah, and that's possible. I won't go into details there, but like it's not anonymous. People pay with credit card, so we know who they are, and we can make a photo of the people who enter in Sleepbox, like outside, not inside. So that's kind of provides enough information to provide this kind of security and to be sure that it's used how we want it to be used.
Awesome. Well, Michael, if somebody wants a Sleepbox in their office, which I highly recommend, it sounds pretty cozy.
Yeah, I think we should get one in here, Alex. What do you think?
Right on it. I'll get right on it.
Talk to Jeffrey about that.
Yeah. Where's the big boss? Michael, how would they reach you and how would they find one for their office? Because I'm sure after listening to this interview, some people may want to order some.
I'll be happy if this will work this this way. So That's the goal. We have a website, sleepbox.com. And you can see how it looks, and you can request a catalog and see some modifications and options there. And you can write us an email on info@sleepbox.com or my personal business, and we'll provide all the information necessary.
Awesome. Well, Gary, we had a very interesting guest.
It was fascinating. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
I wish you brought a Sleepbox here. I'm ready for a nap.
Thank you.
Well, again,
we can work on that.
Besides me is Gary Goldman of Truly Yogurt. Just so you folks know, you can find this interview on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, our website. It's going to be on there for 45 days. My name is Alexander Stablowski. I'm subbing in today with Gary for Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC. And we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.